Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, the readings come from the Book of Wisdom and Psalm 119 and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. I want to spend time on this, brothers and sisters, because here we speak about some of the difficulties we face in life, because there are some wicked things in life. And what do we do, and how do we do them? How do we handle them? Just gossiping about it, or saying a quick prayer and say, well, there's nothing I can do other than that. No, you can. You really can pray. You can offer a rosary. You can offer a novena. You really can pray. And God will hear you. You know that? God knows every word you pray. Really, you individually, you. God knows every word you pray. And when there's something that disturbs you, take it to the Lord and ask him, how can I pray for this? When you see something in the news that concerns you about the church, pray. It's not time of gossip. It's time of prayer. So we try to get our facts straight. And when we get them, even call the bishop's office if you need to, if you're very concerned about something, so that you can pray rightly for it. But I just want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, you have a great power in prayer, a very great power. The entrance antiphon for today says this: God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that all who believe in him may not perish, may have eternal life. Think of your children. I know sometimes they get on your nerves, but think how dear they are to you. Look at them. You're going to lead them and help them to grow to be God's servants. That's what we're all called to be, his sons and daughters. Oh, brothers and sisters, don't think God doesn't see every single thing you do or think or say. He does. And he waits for your prayers for people. The first reading today is taken from the Book of Wisdom. It says, in wisdom is a spirit, intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, agile, clear, unstained, certain, not baneful, loving the good, keen, unhampered, beneficent, kindly, firm, secure, tranquil, all-powerful, all-seeing, and pervading all spirits, though they be intelligent, pure, and very subtle. For wisdom is mobile beyond all motion. She penetrates and pervades all things by reason of her purity. For she is an aura of the might of God, and a pure effusion of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, not that is sullied enters into her. Do you ask God for his wisdom? Do you stop and ask God for his mind, his heart? Talk to your parish priest. Talk to a good friend. Talk to someone who knows scripture perhaps more than you. Ask them. For wisdom is mobile beyond all motion. She penetrates and pervades all things by reason of her purity. She is an aura of the might of God, a pure effusion of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, not that is sullied enters into her. For she is the refulgence of eternal light, the spotless mirror of the power of God, the image of his goodness. And she who is one can do all things and renews everything while herself perduring. And passing into holy souls from age to age, she produces friends of God and prophets. For there is not God loves, be it not one who dwells with wisdom. She is fairer than the sun. She surpasses every constellation of the stars. Compared to light, she takes precedence. For that indeed night supplants. But wickedness prevails not over wisdom. Indeed, she reaches from end to end mightily and governs all things well. She is a gift of God. A gift of God to us, comes to us through our confirmation. He's giving us a gift. God loves you to share his own mind and his own heart with you. You don't have to be a stranger on the outside. Study the scriptures, read good commentaries on them so you're sure that you're working in the, on the basis of truth. Ask your parish priest at times, what does this mean? What's the context of it? And what does this particular thing mean? Wisdom is an incredible gift from God. And he wants to give it to people so that we can follow him more closely, so that we can keep in mind what we're preparing for, what we're working for, to see him face to face and to live with him forever. That's not a fairy tale. That's a reality. He gives us wisdom. That's not just a thought or an idea here, but it's a whole way of looking at life, to see as God sees you. That's what we want. We want that kind of wisdom. Not that we get details about ourselves, but we know how much he loves us, how much he values us, and how much he wants to lead us. Brothers and sisters, pray to God to ask him to help you draw closer to him. Don't just say, okay, I said my prayers. I've done my prayers. That's good. That's good in itself. But did you talk to God? Did you give him the difficulties of the day, as I've mentioned to you before? Have you given him the circumstances, perhaps in your family or your wider spread family? Any difficulties that they're having, have you brought that to the Lord and pray every day for them? Not just Jesus help them, but pray. Spend some time and say, Lord, is there anything I can do? Is there anything you want me to do in the situation? I remember asking God about that something for months, and there was nothing. And then that I heard, but I was reading his word every day and persevering and learning. And then one day, it was just, it wasn't like something out of the clouds of heaven, but just suddenly a thought came into my mind that I needed to pay attention to. It was in the scriptures, and I was so startled. I was surprised. Now, whether that was God himself or whether he sent an angel, I don't know. But I got a passage that was very helpful to me at that time and in that place. Don't doubt that God doesn't hear you. Of course he hears you. He hears every word that you say. Love him. Oh, brothers and sisters, we want to dwell with wisdom, for she is fairer than the sun. She surpasses every constellation of the stars. Compared to light, she takes precedence. For that indeed night supplants, but wickedness prevails not over wisdom. Always seek it. Psalm 119 is a psalm that it's a long psalm, but it's a psalm that I really encourage you to memorize, the whole thing. Psalm 119, I really encourage you. Your word, O Lord, endures forever. It is firm as the heavens. Through all generation, your truth endures. You have established the earth and it stands firm. According to your ordinances, they still stand firm. All things serve you. The revelation of your word spreads light, giving understanding to the simple. Let your countenance shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. Let my soul live to praise you, and may your ordinances help me. The thing God asks us to do are the things that lead to life, that lead to happiness, that lead to hope, that lead to confidence, to growing strength. All those things God wants to give us, but he wants us to give them according to his word. According to his will, because we know where that will lead, leads right into the heart of God himself, and that's what we want. The gospel reading, the gospel of Luke, chapter 17, 20 to 25. Listen to this carefully with me. Ask by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come. Jesus said in reply, the coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed. And no one will announce, look, here it is, or there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is among you. And then he said to his disciples, the days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, look, there he is, or look, here he is. Do not go off. do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation. Brothers and sisters, God is trying in so many ways to reach us, body, mind, and spirit. It takes an attentiveness. It takes a fidelity to prayer day in and day out, asking how you can serve, what you can do, what do I need to overcome? How can you help me, Lord, to overcome? He will help. He really will. He will help us in every possible way. But we need to settle down, stop, come close, and seek him. It's not easy, I know that. But if we can discipline ourselves to give him the best of our day, whatever that time is, the best of our day, for 15 minutes to a half hour, if you can. If not, start with just 15 minutes, but give him that time. Then get it to a half hour and within the next 6 months, because he's everything. I wish I could give him every hour of every day. I do in my spirit, but I've got lots to do myself, lots of work. But if I don't give God the time that belongs to him, I'd give him an hour a day. If I don't do that, I'm kind of lonely, and I don't see so clearly what it is that God's doing in the day-to-day circumstances. But if I come to him and seek him and wait upon him, it's not that I become the fount of wisdom, but I grow in trust. I grow in hope. And every once in a while I see something that I never saw before. Thought, Lord, have you been doing this all my life and I just now saw it? That can happen. But just please give God time. There's a commentary at the end of the reading that was from Pope Benedict when he was our Holy Father. He says this, the new proximity of the kingdom of which Jesus speaks, the distinguishing feature of his message, is to be found in Jesus himself. That's where it is. Through Jesus' present enaction, God has here and now entered actively into history in a wholly new way. The reason why now is the fullness of time, why now is in a unique sense the time of conversion and penance, as well as the time of joy, is that in Jesus, it is God who draws near to us. In Jesus, God is now the one who acts and who rules as Lord. Rules in a divine way without worldly power, rules through the love that reaches to the end, to the cross. He himself is the treasure, and communion with him, hear this, brothers and sisters, communion with him is the pearl of great price. You want the pearl of great price. God's offering it to you, but come to him. I don't know. When I think of myself as being very young, I didn't have a good prayer time, but I can't imagine life without it now. I'm deeply, deeply grateful. May God give you that same gift. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.